And let's get into it. It's your Tech Talk Tuesday for this Tuesday afternoon, would you believe? Tienus Jansen van Rensburg from bandwidthblog.co.za joins us once again. Tienus, lovely to have you.
Thank you.
All right, so bringing us some local tech news this morning. I love it. Mobile service providers, and we're about to see another one launch.
That's right. So Rain Mobile has launched, and I'm sure everybody's aware of Rain as being the fixed wireless internet provider. So you get your router, it's usually 5G. They're actually switching off their 4G network completely.
Really?
Because people are taking up 5G at a good pace. So they're not going to support that anymore. But they have now become a full-service telecoms provider, essentially. So they will be the fourth one, obviously, in South Africa. Got Vodacom, Telkom, MTN, and They seem to be going after the same market as Telkom Mobile and Cell C have been doing. So they acquired a 20 megahertz spectrum in the 700 megahertz band. So every time, you know, the new technology comes up, 4G, 5G, there's a different spectrum in the radio bands that need to be sold, and it gets auctioned, and they bought 20 megahertz of that. So they will actually be piggybacking off of Vodacom's infrastructure, but they have their own bands in the spectrum.
I see. But it's nice, I think, to have some more competition within the mobile service provider market, which I think is good for us as consumers. I can only imagine that, you know, do we know when they launch?
They have already launched. This past week, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So they've launched, and they've got a couple of plans. It's called the Rain One plan. It starts from $5.59 a month, which is pretty competitive, especially if you've got and this is for your top of the line contracts.
Oh, really?
So it's pretty decent. And then it includes, they've got another package which includes the 5G home Wi-Fi that you then used to be able to get. So they're bundling the mobile side and the internet side they've been providing together for starting at $5.59. And there's obviously different options there. And this is unlimited 5G at home. So
that's fantastic.
It seems pretty compelling. I don't expect these low prices will last for very long while they're in the promotional phase, obviously trying to get people on boarded, but it's great to have, as you said, another competitor in the market that could hopefully drive the prices of the other ones down.
Absolutely. And you said they're piggybacking off Vodacom's towers. I mean, in terms of coverage on a national level, I mean, how can we expect it? Would it still be good? Because I know that obviously at the beginning days, you know, you'll sign up with a provider and it's like, oh, I don't have signal, but my mate here does. Yeah. You know, it's all over the place. So would they have pretty much a broad network?
Yeah, definitely. So Vodacom probably has the most extensive network in the country. So more rural areas, I think, work on Vodacom than do on MTN, for example. In cities and towns, it's not going to make a big difference. But you'll have probably really, really good coverage, as you would if you were a Vodacom customer, obviously.
Well, I love this. I'm happy you brought the news. Thank you very much. I am in the market for a new phone. So, hey,
there we go.
Who knows? And I'm sure all our listeners are very appreciative of this because we all sometimes live under a rock. And then we need people like Tienus to come and sort us out. Tienus, thank you very much,
thank you, my friend.
That is your Tech Talk Tuesday right here on Smile FM. Interesting and fascinating indeed.